And I'd finish by giving you something that a friend gave me during the week. And it just shows you the way that somebody can transform somebody else without ever trying. It was a newspaper photographer who was sent to Ecuador in 1987 to cover the earthquake that devastated much of the country, just as happened in Japan recently. And this man was a photographer. He went out just to do his job professionally. And in the midst of this catastrophic suffering, he witnessed a simple scene of compassion, and he wrote this for the newspaper. I'll read it for you. It's just called The Face of God. The line was long, but moving briskly. And in that line at the very end stood a young girl, about 12 years old. She waited patiently as those at the front of that long line received a little rice, canned goods, or a little fruit. Slowly but surely, she was getting closer to the front of that line, closer to the food. From time to time, she would glance across the street, but she did not notice the growing concern on the faces of those who were distributing the food. The food was running out. And their anxiety began to show, but she didn't notice. Her attention seemed to always focus on three little figures under the trees across the street. At long last, she stepped forward to get her food, but the only thing left was a single banana. The workers were almost ashamed to tell her that that was all that was left. She did not seem to mind to get that solitary banana. Quietly, she took the precious fruit and ran across the street to where the three small children waited, perhaps her sisters and her little brother. Very deliberately, she peeled the banana and very carefully divided the banana into three equal parts. She placed the precious food into the eager hands of the three younger ones, one for you, one for you, one for you. And then she sat down and licked the inside of that banana peel. In that moment, I swear, I saw the face of God.